time for our daily slot known as I've Been Thinking. Dr. Henry, would you like to start?
Thank you. Well, for the last few weeks, like everybody in the country, I've been sitting on the edge of my seat thinking about the elections. Then we had the weekend and it was a huge issue. And I got to the end of it and I got to today and I thought, do you know what? I'm not thinking about the elections. I'm not thinking about anything heavy and political. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do for Labour weekend. And I would like to... Interestingly, we're talking about how do we stimulate domestic tourism. I'm thinking about where I can go and contribute to some domestic tourism for a long weekend where I can spend Labor Day doing no labor at all. So if anybody's got any good suggestions, not too stressful a journey from Auckland, I'd be very happy to hear.
What a wonderful little tip. If there's two things you're looking for in a bit of a trip... So people can vote for their towns or areas, text us 2101. What might it be?
Peace, quiet, tranquility, no talk about politics. Perhaps a gaggle of class clowns in the town centre.
I shouldn't make a first suggestion because I like to keep it a bit of a hidden secret, but there's a place called Te Araha in the Waikato, which is peaceful, tranquil, great historic spas. Pretty special place.
Absolutely. And a significant maunga.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Very nice. Thank you very much. All right, Chester Burrows, I've been thinking.
Well, I'm the sorry sod who has been thinking about politics and is still continuing to, just because I've got an addiction to feed. One of the things I just noticed over the weekend that no one really paid any attention, apart from the fact that he didn't do so well in the election, to Winston Peters, but the effect, specifically the effect that he had on this election, because you remember that this time on the electoral cycle, we'd had an election, we had a clear winner by 10%, and we were waiting for Winston to make up his mind. And in spite of what he had previously said or indicated about going to the biggest party and all that sort of stuff, and unbeknown to the rest of us, the day before the election he had signed proceedings against a whole lot of cabinet ministers, he appeared to go into good faith negotiations with the National Party, but eventually went with Labour. Now, I'm not taking anything away from the Prime Minister. I think Jacinda Ardern has done a fantastic job in the big thing she's been commenting on and has been well regarded on the world stage and all the rest of it. But she wouldn't have a chance, have had a chance, to lead, for instance, the response to the tragic mosque shootings or the eruption of White Island or COVID, had Winston not made that decision. And the fact of her... impeccable execution of that, the fact that she turned heads all around the world in relation to that and has now won an all-time high election victory, is something that will have an enduring effect on politics in New Zealand for quite some time, at least the next 3 years, and who knows what after that. So I just think it's interesting to pause and say, yep, Winston may have gone, but he's still having an effect and he will for some time to come.
Absolutely. Yes. I could not agree more.
You agree with that, Ella?
Absolutely. I actually enjoyed watching the two of them in their interplay in the last 3 years. I really felt like he was, you know, mentoring her in many ways and was very statesmanlike when needed. I think he's left a real vacuum in our political spectrum.
Do you think he could have made more, Chester, of the fact that tried to... bask in the glow, if you like, of the Jacinda Ardern stardust, and instead of doing that, sort of distancing themselves, and actually quite negative in some spaces.
Yeah, I think he only really knows one style of campaigning, and that is to sort of white ant. I expected to have a big fend off from Labor going into the election, but the sad fact was that actually he would have been far better to say this was a joint enterprise and to almost coming on her coattails rather than go the other way. The fact is that he did upset so many of his voters from the 2017 election by not doing what everyone assumed he would do, but the effect on New Zealand is still there.